wollen wir doch gleich in unser erstes Interview, besser gesagt Gespräch gehen, nämlich mit Alain Lahana, der sich zu Beginn selbst vorstellen wird.
Well, I've been involved in the music business for over 40 years. I started mainly around the time when the punk wave was arriving. I was involved in the first Europunk festival in 76. And then in 77, when we had the Clash, the Police, the Damned, the Jam, and lots of things of that kind. Mm-hmm. And then from then, I started working in music business. I've been involved with Iggy Pop now for 43 years. Even produced an album with him. Worked with Patti Smith now for 25 years. And I think I can say she's one of my best friends. Was involved 18 years with Bowie. 16 years with Depeche Mode. I don't know, there are lots of names like this which I could throw, such as Phil Collins for 30 years or so, and also some French acts. And as this program is in Germany, I've also worked for 12 years with IO. And I'm also involved these days with Carla Bruni, lots of different artists. You know, if we do a list, going to be a bit of a bore, I think. So maybe let's go to your question.
Yeah. So you are very open-minded.
Oh, yeah. I try to do only things which help me to have glittering eyes. If my eyes don't glitter, I'm not able to sell anything.
Yeah.
So I first need to be a fan. And after, I try to make my feeling shared by other people.
Yeah. And maybe now the situation of the cultural scene is depending on how the corona illness will proceed. And here in Germany, most of the festivals are closed. So what do you think would be the perspective of corona for the cultural scene, for the artists and for the cultural scene?
Well, there are different aspects.
Yeah.
So far, at the moment, I think it's very interesting to see how some artists are living it, because every crisis is always very positive for creation. When you don't have your normal weapons, you try to do with whatever you have, and some are bright. Some are a bit of a bore, you know, things are too many live performances at the moment, Facebook live performances or Insta live performances, where some artists mix up generosity and boredom. I'm more sensible to the ones which are generous. Now, what's going to happen? I don't know what's the exact situation in Germany. What I heard is that Angela Merkel went for a budget of 50 billion to help culture. I don't know how it's going to be split. I know Switzerland, for instance, did put already 250 million to culture and only program Swiss artists on radio and TV. In France, well, the situation is much weirder because so far the government are talking about 22 million when the losses for the first couple of months are over 1 billion. So I've got the impression that we just considered as wankers, people here to entertain, and just good enough to do some live Facebook, but not good enough to do anything else. So I'm looking forward to see how this is going to happen, because the longer the confinement is going to be, for instance, and then I'm just going to talk about France, the longer it's going to take to reopen things. And what I've heard so far from the government is more worrying than reassuring. I don't have the impression we've got a pilot in the plane, and it's quite worrying.
Yeah, it's in France, it's much more like a war scenario, where I think music can be march music. I'm joking a little bit.
What I don't understand is that in any crisis, culture and music has been the main weapon to let people survive and stay on surface a bit. And I've got the impression that, we're not considered at all. And yeah. That's worrying to see that, especially in these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think perhaps one problem and one item to think about too, both, is that in our modern world, of course, we have all these virtual possibilities. We are so much surrounded by music and pictures and all this kind of stuff that we didn't have before. Before, it was very marked when culture didn't happen anymore. Now, it's perhaps a question of making the distinction between, you know, the conserved music in some sense, music which does yet exist for, I think, a lot of time, and the life aspect of music and art in general, theater too.
Yeah,
you know?
the live aspect of music is has always been very important. You know, I think what happens with live things which are done in confinement, it's okay, you know, it leaves the bridge between people
yeah.
in some cases.
Okay.
But music live is also a place where people socialize a lot.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see how people these days are more worried and take more care about how you're doing and what's happening for you, how you live that, etc. People are more concerned
yeah.
about their family, their friends, etc. I know that I don't end up any call these days without saying take good care of yourself. And
yeah.
This is something new. We're not in the same rush. So I don't know. There is something interesting on one aspect, but also worrying that there is a kind of wall which can be built between human beings, and that's something I don't like. That's not our roots.
Yeah.
Not like that. So I'm a bit worried to see how this thing is going to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult to say, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm saying so far is that my body is confined, but not my brain. And I like to let my brain go as far as it can, you know, and think about what's going to be the next page.
What do you think about what could happen, or what could we do, could you do, what could artists do, and what do you see yet perhaps happening in a positive way?
I think artists has always been very important in the life of everybody. Everybody has music all around his life, and listening to a track brings you back to something you've lived 10, 15, 20 years ago, whatever. So music has always been the cement of that. But the thing is that people who make music still need to live and to survive. And they're not all billionaires. There are lots of people who are in heavy shit at the moment with all their season. You know, summer season is the peak season for every artist, every people going on the road.
Yeah.
And having a kind of a year off is going to be pretty damaging, to my mind. So I hope we'll get out of that soon, and I hope artists will be bright enough to do their thing in a bit of a different way, because now we're not going to be in a thing which is going to be take the money and run. The thing is, we're on a long-term thing. It's a new life which is going to happen, and it's important to think about how we're going to live it. I hope the exit is more going to be ecological, you know, than go back to normal. I don't want to go back to normal.
Yeah.
Crisis like this is to be innovative and to look at different things, you know. The fact to be confined makes you think about what's very important for you, what's a waste. And I like to see the things evolving like this. But I'm not that sure, because there are so many mistakes which are done, at least with French government, without naming any others, but just frightened. If there are elections coming soon after the deconfinement,
yes.
I'm just frightened to have the extreme right happening, and that's not what people want.
Can you make examples for what would be alternative for the artists, for the society in which musicians can create under the background of new society or new perspective?
You know, artists have always been creative.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, we need to leave a little gap of time for the mind to change a bit. The lucky thing is that this confinement is going to start. It is going to last for quite a while, and I'll be surprised if things stop, as the president said, around the 11th of May. I don't know how we could find this date, but I think, you know, there are lots of things. You know, artists try to regroup, at least to be, you know, focused on people who are really working while the world is stopping. It's very interesting to see that what rules the world is the people who are the less paid by our current society. So this is a thing also which should change. I don't know. There are so many things which can change, but it's difficult to say a thing right now.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that things will go in the right way and for a proper change, and looking to our planet and say, okay, we've gone maybe a bit too fast on some things, maybe we should slow down on that and this, maybe this is just a nonsense to proceed on that, and let's more focus on something which is more essential. People are going to be looking closer at solutions, because the worldwide thing, this is going to change. Traveling is going to be totally different now. And all these kind of things, I'm always on the move, you know. It's been nearly 4 weeks, and I was talking 3 days ago with my old friend Paddy Smith, who's also someone always on the move. And she said, I've never lived a thing like this. Spending more than 1 month in my house in New York is something so new. I'm just dreaming about hearing the noise of a taxi waiting outside my door to take a plane to go to Europe, to come to Paris or something. Mm. And it's also very difficult for some artists to be able to write in the context. Mm-hmm. Some can be inspired. Some are just voiceless, because that wasn't the plan. And the mind needs some time to adapt to the situation and to look at the long-term situation. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to project right now. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a right moment when confinement is going to stop, and things, hopefully, will have grown in the people's mind, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Mm-hmm. I cannot say exactly how it's going to happen. I'm looking at a distance at all the things happening at the moment, but it's difficult to say what's going to happen. I've got it's quite difficult for me. I know I don't want to do the thing the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Do you think there could be maybe an explosion of creativity? Yesterday I've seen Facebook watch party between Elvis Costello and Steve Knife.
That was very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Steve is a very old friend, and I used to promote Elvis Costello around from This Year Model to Almost Blue.
Yeah.
And Steve is living in Paris now, and he's married with a French girl who's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool what happened on his live performance, because Elvis showed up, and then suddenly everybody was in the living room with Elvis telling about all his project and all his life and all his plans, and suddenly arrived in the lounge of two old friends who are talking about their lives, and you happen to witness that. I think that's really cool that the rears are don't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But after what I love in this thing, in this naive thing, is that every day he chooses a theme. It's not the same thing. It's not just an ego thing. You know, it's just, he's trying to occupy himself, but also go for some real experience artistically. And it's quite challenging what he's doing. He's planning to do a tribute to Tok Tok in the next few days. I sent a message to my friend Paul, who was the bass player in Tok Tok, who after had a career as Rustin Man with Beth Gibbons and others, for him to have a look. He's going to do something also around other bands. You know, they choose films, and that's interesting for them, to go and experience other stuff than their own. I quite like that. I quite like this opening, you know, to other things, and it's a good moment to look and to open wider your horizons. Because when you're stuck in a place, it's very important to be able to look much, much, much wider. And that's what's happening with someone like Steve. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a very important point. You were speaking of, you know, by the slowdown we are living in Germany, it's now coming to an end. I think perhaps too quickly, because people think to come back, to go back. I think it's not the question to come back, as you said, just, but to go forward and to learn a new way, perhaps, to looking for a new way of living.
Going back is a mistake.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. But I think it's a danger, actually.
You know, especially, for me, what I see, that was also one of the things we discussed with Tati the other day. For years and years, all the ecological people have been saying, you should check out what would happen if you stop the world just for one day. He wrote just for one day, was saying David. But just stop the world just for one day and see the reaction. Yeah. And we have a situation where the world has been closed down now for weeks. And it's going to be closed down for more weeks. And we see what happens with nature. We see a bluer sky, we see a fresher air, we see lots of things like this, and we start realizing that, maybe we've gone a bit too fast, and we should focus on what's very important, and this is a waste of time, this is ridiculous. People, you know, it's going to be funny when people go out, at least in France. We're going to see so many grey air under, picking up with people who haven't had time to make the color. And we're going to see so many things like this. And for me, I decided I'll shave only when I go out.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, I don't know, when I do FaceTime things, people are surprised. Yeah. But I think it's important to realize that we're entering in a different world. Mm. And we're not totally adapted to that.
Yeah.
But if we try to reproduce what we've done before, it's going to be a total failure. Mm. And I hope people are really going to be go for something else, which to my mind is going to be obvious, because everybody's going to go out of that totally broke. So it's going to be, at least in the music business, for sure, in all the arts and all this, all the performances, it's going to be also very hard to see the impact on cinemas, for instance, because I can tell you there are no movies shot at all at the moment, except confined movies.
Yeah.
And there are lots of things which are going to be very different in a year, if we're lucky enough to have a second wave of this virus in the fall or so, or whenever.
Don't you think that the question of death we are confronted with in the last, or with all this thing of corona, about corona, it's a very important question. People of those days, of our days, don't confront anymore. And death is forcing us to go deep down in ourselves.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, but also the thing, you know, that this crisis generates, you know, the fact not only to be confined, but basically to confine our borders. Everybody wants to stay on his own. You're not confident in your neighbor. That's a bit worrying to my mind. That's not also a great picture of Europe, to see that no European country has gone for the same policy about how to fight against that. It's saying lots of things, this crisis. It's very hard to do the analysis right now while we're still living it. But it's important to see how people are now freaking out about their own lives, about the ones they love and all this, when everything was sounding natural for us and easy. Nothing is easy anymore. You know, it's and death, well, it's the end of any life, except now we see a real proximity, because we all know someone who didn't go over in the last few weeks. You know, I'm losing lots of friends at the moment, and it's very hard to realize, because we stay in our home and we just hear it from outside, and it's really weird to see what the world is going to be when this thing will be over. It's very, very difficult to my mind, but anyway.
Yeah. Last question, perhaps, to come back for one moment to France, because I heard that some French friends are very much afraid of the situation, that French people are a little bit, have a behavior like sheep. They accept everything from the government, and there is no protest anymore. What do you think about this?
Well, I've got to be honest. When the first thing was said seriously, that was the day when the president at 10 in the morning put a special law against about the retirement law. The retirement, which has been a thing generating all the demonstrations for the last 6 months, said, okay, fuck it, this is what's going to be the law. And then 2 hours later, you're not allowed to move, to go out, and all this. I think it's really weird. I took it as a joke, personally. I still think that there have been so many mistakes done in anticipating the situation in France. And I don't have the impression that the people who are governing should be in the same basket. They should know better than us, because they're leading. And it's really odd to see people swallowing words of someone who's not a professional. Because I don't think it's handled in the right way at all. You say black and white in the same word, in the same sentence, without any change and any depth. I think that sounds more like a joke. I'm surprised people are like this, and I hope when we'll be able to go out that something will happen on that, and people won't go direct back to what they've been doing before, because that would be a big mistake, because nobody will be able to afford that anyway.
Yeah. So I think...
it's time for a big chance for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful.
So we agree. We have had half an hour, and I would say thank you for your time. And maybe we can stay in contact and see in 3 or 4 months what has happened and what will happen.
And speak once again about the situation, because I think it's not just the point now to
be out of confinement by then.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
But no, that will be interesting. But I think we'll see really reactions after the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
not really when things are going to start, you know, when people are going to go out in the streets again and all this. I think we'll see proper things around September, October. We'll have a picture. Personally, in terms of concerts, I've cancelled everything for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Because without having a proper plan, without having a proper picture, I don't want to risk more, because I know that all the risks I'm taking are going to be my own, that I won't be backed by the state or nothing. So I've got to be careful in where I put the remaining amounts of money I've got, not to get it swallowed and then be breathless and not able to move. Because I think it's going to be, they're really going to be a before and an after. And it's very hard. It's very hard to see how this thing is going to evolve. You know, I'm not too optimistic on things to go to some balance fast. I think it's going to take a long time for us to adapt to what we're going to go through. I'm curious. I'm not pessimistic. I'm curious, and we need lots of patience.
But I think the evaluation of a person like you, with your experience, you know, life and artistic and management experience, can help other people who are listening to our radio show too, who are alone and don't have this experience, especially young artists. It's so new and difficult. They are just at the beginning of their career, and you know, everything is breaking down. And so, it can help to really to help to listen to your.
It's very, very, very heavy for young artists. You know, I know lots of artists who are just releasing their thing in February, cool, or early this year, and. Now they see everything collapsing.
Yeah.
The only way of living is to go and play concerts. Now everything is collapsed. It's very hard to see a proper future. But, well, you know, creativity, you know, we've got a brain, let's use it.
Exactly. And so we need your encouragement, or of people like you. I think it's important. Yeah, of course, I think so. So that's why we are doing our emission radio broadcast show.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Alain. Merci beaucoup.
Talk to you another day.
Stay healthy and well.
Yes.
Thank
and
you.
And I say thank you also. And stay healthy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Soweit Alain Lana, der internationale Musikmanager schlechthin, in Frankreich ansässig, wie wir ja mitbekommen haben, um nur noch mal kurz die Namen Iggy Pop, David Bowie, Patti Smith und viele, viele andere zu nennen. Im Gespräch mit der Neopostata Surreal Punk Show, heute auf Stimme, Reflexion und Resonanzen zu hören.